I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1172, Dealing with Discouragement. Discouragement is a negative emotion you feel when an outcome doesn't match your expectations. Characterized by feelings of sadness, loss, anger, and frustration, disappointment is an inevitable part of life. But it's not always easy to deal with, even if your setback is relatively minor. You can't just walk very far in life without experiencing some disappointment and discouragement. The question is, what do you do when it happens? Just because it's inevitable doesn't mean it has to ruin us in the process. This podcast is called T2G, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. Sometimes we want to love, and we think we're loving, but our plans are thwarted. As 2019 was coming to an end and 2020 was on the horizon, I was full of hope and expectation for great things. The church was growing, ministry was happening, and God put within me a passion to go to Zimbabwe. I was invited to go with Hippo Valley Christian Mission and preach revivals in remote parts of the country and see people come to the Lord. I got my plane ticket and started making plans and preparations to go. And you know what happened, COVID-19. And all that dreaming turned to dust. The plans were stopped, and I didn't go. But now it's 2023. COVID has eased, and travel is possible. I've got new zeal and a new timetable. Once again, a team was assembled to go to Zimbabwe in June of 2023 to preach and teach and evangelize. Our plane tickets purchased, excitement building. One afternoon last month, I just finished putting the finishing touches on the third and fourth sermon I planned to take with me so I could preach it in Zimbabwe. I printed off my notes, I three-hole punched them, and I put them in a binder to take later. Just as I was putting my binder away, I was notified that I had a new email. It was from Donna, the mission leader. Her words caused my heart to sink. She began, "It is with a heavy heart that I write this." And I knew right then and there, before I read another word, that we would not be going to Zimbabwe yet again. She said there was an election in the country this summer, and the anti-American sentiment was growing, and those on the ground at the mission didn't feel it safe to bring us over and have open revivals. I went to my couch to pray and journal and process my disappointment. I decided the best way to deal with it was to admit it. This stinks. I don't like it. I'm sad. And then to take that to the Lord who has perfect timing and leave it in His hands. As Scripture says, I can cast all my cares on Him because He cares for me. I admit it, I feel it, and then I give it to God. Here's the great question. When was the last time you were truly discouraged? And how did you respond? Let's pray this prayer from the Gospel Coalition. Gracious Father, Your Word gives us voice in every season, every circumstance, and emotion that we experience in the journey. In our delight and in our despair, in our certainty and our frailty, in our cheers and our fears, in everything in between, You are with us and You care for us. You don't love us more when we have a dancing heart, and You don't love us less when we have a doubting heart. Delightful circumstances don't mean we've done everything right, and hard providences don't mean that we've done everything wrong. Indeed, with kindness You drew us, and with everlasting, unwavering love You hold us, no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1173. In the meantime, I had to cancel my plane ticket. I had to cancel my travel insurance. I canceled my doctor's appointment because I was planning to talk about malaria and typhoid and the things you have to avoid when you're out there in the jungle. And I rearranged my preaching schedule since I would be back in town, and I've moved on with life that God has for me. Already, however, emails are flying, and plans are already in the works for a third attempt to get to Zimbabwe next year. As a lifelong Cubs fan, I'm used to being disappointed and discouraged and waiting, and I guess I can do it here too. For all of us, disappointment and discouragement will come. They're just part of life. But may we know God's presence and His peace as we deal with our discouragement.